Gospel Meditation for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Headwaters by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week I offer a guided Ignatian meditation on this reading. This is an invitation to let the scripture enter into your heart and mind and speak personally to you. Ignatius said that meditation specifically engages our memory, thoughts, and will. We hear the word of God and we ponder it, noticing any words, images, or ideas that speak to our hearts. And we speak to God about all of this. I will read the gospel passage twice. The first time, just listen to get a sense of it, to hear what's being said. The second time, notice any word or phrase, image or idea that speaks to your heart or shimmers for you. Stay with that word, image or idea and ponder its meaning. Notice how it makes you feel. Savor the experience, and after the reading, I will offer some prompts for prayer. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the meditation webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace of joy in God's reign. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field again." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. A treasure buried in a field. A pearl of great price. Jesus uses these objects and the lengths people go to acquire them in a metaphor for the kingdom of heaven, the reign of God. They are material things, but God's reign is not. Where is your treasure? Where do you invest your energy and time? Thank you. Notice the urgency from both the person who found the treasure in the field and the merchant. They don't lose any time in selling all that they have in order to gain that which is most precious to them. They are not waiting or delaying. The kingdom of God is not just in the future, it is now, breaking into our world today. Where do you experience the kingdom of God in the world, in your life? The two people in these brief parables give all for that which is most important, and they do it with great joy, excitement even. It's not a duty or an obligation only. Where is your joy? Can you name it? Ask Jesus to show you where he is inviting you to find joy. Take a few moments to talk with Jesus about all you have reflected on and what you are feeling and thinking right now. Speak with him as a friend, both sharing and listening. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.